Next item is Mr. Robert Winfield, 07-0693. Item 9. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Before I begin, the agent had a letter faxed to him that I think should have been included with the application, but we don't have it in the file.
I'll pass it out.
Mr. Robert Winfield requests authorization to construct a 43-foot by 19-foot open-sided boathouse adjacent to his property situated along the Warwick River in Newport News. Have the light, Kathy. The proposed project is located on the Warwick River in the city of Newport News, across the river from Fort Eustis. Development along this section, of shoreline is residential. The applicant is seeking authorization to construct a 43-foot long by 19-foot wide open-sided boathouse to cover a single lift. The applicant also sought authorization to construct a 5-foot wide by 360-foot long private non-commercial pier with a 16 by 18-foot L-head platform and a 56-foot long by 5-foot wide finger pier. With the exception of the boathouse, all other portions of the pier request do not require authorization from the Marine Resources Commission since the proposed pier qualifies for the statutory authorization provided in code. Mr. Winfield's proposed boathouse does not qualify for the statutory authorization because the boathouse roof is greater than 700 square feet, which is the threshold allowed for private non-commercial boathouses. This is a ground view shot. There's currently no pier on his property. The applicant states in his application that he does not currently own a boat. Staff called the agent to inquire if the applicant had purchased a boat since the submittal of the application and was informed that the applicant is waiting to purchase a boat in the 32-foot range once the permit is approved. Staff is concerned that the boathouse is larger than necessary and cannot be justified by the information provided. The applicant states in his application that he does not currently own a boat. And according to the letter that I just provided to you, prior to March he had been to boat shows in Fort Lauderdale, but it is not clear to me that he has purchased a boat since then. Therefore, without a documented boat ownership, there exists no clear necessity for a boathouse larger than the 700 square foot deemed appropriate by the General Assembly and embodied in code. In addition, staff questions why a boathouse measuring roughly 20 feet by 35 feet is not deemed adequate to house a potential 32-foot boat. As a result, staff recommends denial of the request as applied for and approval of a boathouse no larger than 700 square feet in size. That's it. If you have any questions.
Lights, please. Any questions for Elizabeth? Thank you, Elizabeth. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Livengood? Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemn to swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and the truth serves God.
I do.
State your name and who you represent, please.
My name's Bob Livengood. I represent the applicant, Mr. Winfield. The reason for the size of the boathouse, when we build these things, and I think anybody's done any type of boating, you don't build a boathouse for a 16-foot boat. You know, if that's the size of your boat, you have to have some room in this. It's a pretty big waterway. The boat's going to move around. Anybody's used a boat lift or used a boathouse, the boat's going to move around in a boathouse. So, you know, we hate to constrict the thing to where, you know, there's not any kind of movement where the boat's into the front of the pier or any of those things. Also, I'd like to say that a 32-foot boat, that measurement is what will come on your registration card when you buy a boat or a bill of sale that we'd have to send to you guys. Does not take in for a bow pulpit. A lot of our boats now that we're having have motor brackets with outboard motors, which stick out 2 or 3 or 4 feet out the back of the boat. So that in no way represents the overall length of a lot of boats. The boathouse size, in talking to Elizabeth, I can bring this boathouse down to 42 by 18 instead of 43 by 19, which is 756 square feet. So we're talking less than two sheets of plywood over the law. Mr. Winfield is going to buy a boat. He's hesitant to buy the boat if he can't get the permit for the roof. He's not going to go out and spend upwards of $100,000 on a brand new boat. He's not going to buy a trailer for it if it has to sit outside. So the other thing is the way.
What size did you say that you could reduce it to?
I could reduce it to 42 by 18, which is 756 square feet.
Keep going.
In the 14 years that I've been doing this, I've been before you guys with one violation on this, and it was my own boathouse. And in doing this,
I remember.
Okay. But you know, I get a little hesitant about reducing the sizes of these things because all these pilings that we buy now, they're not perfectly straight cylinders. They have crooks and turns in them, and sometimes when you build a roof, you have to have it square. You have to have your roof box parallel with each other. So, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of leeway on these things. So, you know, I'm kind of tying my hands behind my back here saying that I can do it in this size. And, you know, that was what the extra foot in either direction was for. But, you know, if we can't get that approved, we're just going to have to build as close as we can. And, that, you know, that's what we do.
What was your figure on the 42 by 18 total square footage?
756. Okay. Also, the style of the roof that goes on this boathouse is a hip-style boathouse roof. And whenever we build a hip-style boathouse roof, just the nature of the way a hip roof, if you know anything about construction, is built, instead of a gable type of boathouse roof, a hip-style boathouse roof, once you build the roof box around all your pilings and you have a foot and a half or 2 feet of overhang on either side of your box, you have to have it on the front and the back. So all your fascias will line up, where on a gable roof, which is just an A, you can stop that in any location. Where on a hip roof, just the nature of the way they're built, they have to be a foot or two longer just because of the construction practice. We try with our customers, if we can, to make it architecturally look like their house or, you know, the same type of roof line. In other words, we don't have too many customers that their house is all A roofs or gable roofs and go and build a hip-style boathouse. Most of them don't do that. They try to match it up with the architecture of their house, but unfortunately on hip roofs they do end up being slightly longer than a gable boathouse.
Any questions for Mr. Live and Good? Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission for consideration and action. Mr. Holland.
I would move that we grant the exception, the 42 by 18, giving him 756 square feet. I think 700 feet is a guideline that we use, but if he's going to buy a boat that they feel needs that, I think we can accommodate it.
So second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wouldn't have any problem authorizing a significantly larger open-sided boathouse if the applicant had a boat that filled it up. But you know, as I understand the code, I mean, section 28.2-1204 says that we shall issue permits for all reasonable uses of state-owned bottomland not authorized under subsection A, et cetera, et cetera. And to me, we have to have a reasonable basis for doing that. And it seems to me that we're putting the cart before the horse on this by approving it at this point. I mean, I guess I would prefer to see some sort of some further evidence of detailed boat ownership before approving the boathouse. And I don't know if there's any way to simply table the application until such time that the applicant confirms their boat purchase plans or something along those lines, but I'm not able to support the motion as it stands.
All right. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Two noes. Motion carries. The 42 by 18.
Correct.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Mr. and Mrs. Raymond Thompson, 07-1329. Morning, Mr. Mark. Afternoon, Mr. Madden.
Good afternoon.
Mr. and Mrs. Thompson request after-the-fact authorization to retain the side walls which partially enclose a pre-